Welcome to the Azure Podcast, a weekly podcast to keep you up to date on what's new on our cloud platform, Microsoft Azure. Your hosts, Cynthia Crane, Evan Basilik, Suji DeMello, Kendall Roden, Kel Teeter, and Russell Young discuss a different service or solution on each show, with subject matter experts to explain how to get started, how different services work, and how to make decisions in tricky scenarios. You can find out more about our podcast at azpodcast.com or follow us on Twitter at Azure Podcast. This is episode number 348 on Teams. With me, we have Suji, Kael, Evan, myself, Cynthia, our special guest, Frank Subsoro, and Veronica Gomez.
At this point, why don't we go over to our special guests, Frank Spassaro and Veronica Gomez. Veronica, could you introduce yourself and explain what you do at EY? And then Frank, do the same and explain what you do here at Microsoft.
Yeah, sure. I started my career 13 years ago as a problem and change coordinator. Then I went to under a training program at one of my previous companies I worked. And I changed my role as a Windows system administrator. I worked several years on that role. I want to transform my career. I want to continue growing. And I became interested in cloud computing. And last year, I had the opportunity to change my job. I'm working at EY in the client technology platform as a DevOps cloud engineer. And my team is responsible to enable processes about identity and access management with a DevOps approach.
Great. Frank?
Hi, everybody. I'm Frank Spassaro. I'm a cloud solution architect here at Microsoft, and I support the EY account. I have a background in education. I actually have a PhD from Florida State. I spent a long time there working in medical monitoring devices for older adults and then for athletes. After that, I came over to Microsoft. I was in engineering for about 4 years on the Windows Store team, which was also the Xbox Store. It was the time when the new Windows 10 Store came out. So that's the shopping bag icon on your Windows laptop or the Xbox Store on your Xbox. And then from there, I went over to the sales side of the house to be the cloud solution architect, just because Azure was really deep and broad, and I really love learning about the end-to-end solutions, and I landed myself on the EY account.
Starting out, Frank, can you kind of give us a sense of what it is, and then we'll get to where, you know, Veronica really blew everybody out of the water here.
Sure. Yeah. So Microsoft and EY partners very closely together to work on a ton of projects, and upskilling and using the Azure platform is a huge component. Azure is so broad and deep, and we're coming out with new stuff every day. It's really my job to help ensure that the engineers at EY are upskilled. And we've been working with a lot of their leaders, Mark Lukwire, Pablo Cibero, to really pioneer what that plan looks like. And we got together and they said, hey, we want to be the biggest AZ 400 Azure DevOps certified collection of individuals ever. Frank, how do we do that? In comes the Cloud Skills Challenge. So what the Cloud Skills Challenge is, it is a leaderboard where the learners can go on Microsoft Learn. They can do modules on independent study, and they get points. And the Cloud Skills Challenge really collects all those points. We can see who's doing what and how many points they're getting. So we started making paths for specific certifications, and we've seen great success and a huge uptick in the certifications of that.
So, okay. So in essence, this is about taking the Cloud Skills Challenge is about taking a learning path and gamifying it a little bit to that sense. And so I come from, you know, an Xbox world, so I'll sort of frame this question to Veronica in my terms. So in Xbox, right, we have achievements. Veronica, what drove you to get all these points, all these achievements, right? You did a ton of work here. What was interesting to you about the Cloud Skills Challenge?
First of all, thank you very much for this opportunity. I'm a big fan of the Azure podcast, so this is a big dream came true.
Well, we are very happy to have you. Thank you.
Well, I like challenges. I consider myself a competitive person in a good way. And I saw it as a big opportunity that enabled me to take certification exams. And I found it as a great tool and experience for my career transformation.
Frank, a question for you. I'm curious why UI arrived to the conclusion that they wanted a bunch of people to be certified in AZ-400, which is the one for DevOps and expert engineer.
Yep.
Is the driver behind that? And also, question to Veronica, what drove you into the DevOps world?
Yeah, so I can pick that up. EY is a global company. They support hundreds of thousands of applications, and they have thousands upon thousands of employees. And the group that we pair with very closely is their platform group and their newly minted global DevOps practice. So this is the enabling infrastructure group to really help make sure their applications are compliant. They're in a financial services industry, so that's highly regulated. So it's very important that they consolidate the know-how in a group to be able to get other applications on the market faster and in compliant fashion. And Veronica was one of those engineers that reports up to the group, and she did such an awesome job going above and beyond.
So can you tell us, some of the components that made up this particular challenge? What are the steps that someone has to go through to kind of tick off each of these challenges as they go along?
Yeah, so the Cloud Skills Challenge, we start every month. In order to become Cloud Skills Challenge enabled, you'll have to talk to your Microsoft representative. It's a really lightweight process to gamify it. And once we get the challenge up and running, you register for an MS Learn ID, or if you already have one, you continue to use that. And you go to a web page that your account representative will set up for you. You enter in your MS Learn ID and some information, and boom, you're on the leaderboard collecting the achievements, as Evan mentioned. And what's really cool is the Cloud Skills Challenge lets you really track your learning. A lot of the leadership, they see, you either have certification or you don't, but there's no measurement of working towards certification. So the Cloud Skills Challenge lets you work towards that certification, so it's not as binary. Cynthia?
I think Cynthia's trying to come off mute and being unsuccessful here. Veronica, I think, Cynthia had asked the question earlier. I'll ask it for her since she can't get off mute. What sort of drew you to want to learn about DevOps, specifically? I mean, there's a ton of things that you could have gone to learn, but you were, for whatever reason, drawn to DevOps.
Well, I used to work as a winter system administrator before. I worked several years in that role and became a day that I need to transform my career. And I want to make some progress. And I started taking four career paths that were aligned more or less with the experience that I had. I became interested in cloud computing. I'm here as a DevOps cloud engineer now.
And I have to say, DevOps is one of the most interesting places to enter in the cloud computing space, because it touches all the different components, starting from deploying infrastructure all the way to deploying code, and then ensuring that all your monitoring is still in place whenever it comes back. So I think it's a very exciting and interesting place for anyone that's interested to enter the cloud. And Veronica, also a follow-up question for you. What has been helpful for you to prepare for the AZ-400 in addition to the learning path? Did you do any other preparation that helped you? And if so, can you share with our listeners what they were?
Well, this program helped me a lot with preparing me for the exams and this path. Using the platform for Learn, it helped me to study, to read watch videos and a lot of stuff that are there, and do it at any time. Well, I have kids. Family is difficult to study now in this context too. So it was good to start with some training, stop, then continue and catch up when I was focused or concentrated. The kids are sleeping, for example. It was a good time, so it helped me a lot.
What was the most difficult component of that, like the one that you maybe struggled the most with?
With the learning path or?
With specifically in DevOps, for example, was there any one particular area in Azure DevOps that you thought was more difficult to learn compared to others?
Well, as I mentioned before, I was a sysadmin before, so the coding part, well, yes, that part is difficult for me to implement as a DevOps. But well, I continue learning, you know.
Right. So with the DevOps, I haven't done the DevOps engineering certification. So there is a coding component in that, like you have to build like a sample application or something like that. Like what's the coding involvement there?
No, there are some labs you have to perform, but no, nothing difficult that anyone can do.
Okay.
I think there are some syntax questions that are asked in the certification exam where you need to identify if you want to do certain things, what's the type of command you would use, but it's not a interactive environment per se where they give you a sandbox and you need to do certain things. And I think that might be true for some of the other Azure certification exams where you're expected to like troubleshoot in live and having to solve a problem as part of completing that exam.
Yes, right. I know that for Kubernetes has this kind of exams that you have to perform some troubleshooting and these things, but not on the DevOps exam. I don't mean that it's an easy one, but it can be possible to pass it.
How many hours do you think it took you end to end? Like if you count up all the hours, like on approximately how many hours was it?
For that exam or
for going through all the preparation for the exam?
Well, a month. For me, it was a month.
Okay. It's a month of working a few hours every day, maybe.
Yes, right.
Things like that.
Yes,
that's a significant commitment.
Yes, having work, a life apart and studying.
That's really good because I'm sure a lot of our listeners also would want to know, you know, what's the time commitment to do something like this? And yeah, a month is a serious amount of time commitment, but it's good. It's a good framework to have going in, right? You need to know that I'm gonna need this much time to finish it, just so that you know you're not giving your boss any sort of idea that hey, I'm gonna pass this next week or something like that. It does take a while to do it.
Frank,
yeah,
I'm
and something
curious.
I really.
Go ahead.
Yeah, something I really encourage the EY folks to do. You know, a lot of people they get very scared to take the exam and fail. And I encourage people to go ahead and take the exam and use failing as a learning. Right. For example, I have a handful of certifications, and I most certainly didn't pass all of them on the first try. So taking that growth mindset and not being afraid to learn new areas, even if it means, you know, you may not pass the exam on your first try, I really encourage and advocate for that.
Full, you know, I'll jump in on that. I have at least one, I won't say how many, at least one failed Azure certification in my history, and I've been doing nothing but Azure since 2008. So yeah, there's absolutely nothing to learn. You learn stuff even just by prepping for it. Right, which has always sort of been one of the reasons I personally have always liked the certification test. Right, it isn't the test itself, although that's useful, right, and sort of gives you something to say, yeah, okay, I'm done. But it's sort of about the act of preparing for it, right, that really is where you learn all your stuff.
I think this preparing it and also taking it, because when you take it, you realize, oh, I have no idea what this question is asking me. Let me go look that up if I can still remember after that exam.
Absolutely.
And Frank, I had a question for you, because I know the DevOps engineer one is at the expert level. So once people get that, there isn't a very clear path of what to learn next. What is your plan for, or how are you working with EY to make sure that they're continuing staying up to date on the new updates that come out, or how do we, what's next?
Yeah. So, you know, as you mentioned, the DevOps exam is something that they're pushing for, but it really hasn't had to be a hard sell from us when we enable them to start cross-learning, learn other paths. Security, AZ-500 has been a big push. We've seen the 300-301 solutions architect. I actually think they just got rev those numbers. I think they're 203, 204 now. So we have just been seeing an explosion of developers being really involved and wanting to catch them all. It's actually funny, on LinkedIn, many people post like, oh, these certs are Pokemon. We need to catch all of the certifications. It's funny because that's not one or two times it's came up. It's came up a lot of times, and it's just so addicting. And now the next big push that we're gearing up for is our Power Platform and Modern Workplace is coming out. We're going to start pushing more of the Power Platform exams that are set to come out in September, and just really see how high we can get that number. So we're seeing lots of people with multiple certifications, and they just love doing it.
So Veronica, when, you know, as you sort of look at, you know, other people coming along, taking these certifications and taking the learning, you know, did you sort of, is there something you took away of said, hey, I tried X through the Cloud Skills Learning Challenge, and you would, you know, you would sort of recommend somebody do it differently? Like, is there sort of, did you change your approach as you went in, or did you just go in and just start, you know, sucking up information left and right, just sort of trying to absorb it all? Well, I mean, how would you recommend somebody start, right, if they wanted to sort of follow the same path that you're on?
Well, to take your time, explore all the paths you are interested in, and don't stop there. That continue exploring the other things. It found amazing for me that I wanted to learn something about Python or another path, artificial intelligence, or and it was really interesting and amazing to check that path too. It's a great tool to use in this context we are living. You can, as I mentioned before, you can start the course, stop, then continue. So take your time and don't focus on the ones you are working on today in your career. So check the other ones.
Yeah, and I think you caught my attention there when you said Python. Python's not even really technically a Microsoft thing. I mean, obviously, I believe last time I checked, we are contributing to that. But It's just something that you use when you're using Microsoft Azure. So, you know, it sounds like there's definitely more out there than just kind of pure Microsoft stuff. This is sort of that whole ecosystem, the whole platform at that point.
Yeah, especially when it comes to DevOps, right? It's such a DevOps, it's something that touches so many things, right? I mean, just the two parts, like there's dev and there's ops. And so you're really talking, you need to have that context about everything that's happening on the development landscape, as well as that context of what's happening on the infrastructure landscape, and be able to tie it all together. I mean, that's why, you know, DevOps is a difficult topic. Kudos to Veronica for tackling that first. I mean, I'm sure, coming from someone who's only infrastructure, that's quite a jump to make. But it is something that really covers a lot of areas, and I like what Veronica said, which is, you know, hey, take the time, go learn a little bit of Python, go on that path, and make sure you understand, what the developers have to do to get involved with something like DevOps, and then that'll help you, you know, understand the context of the questions that come in the exam. What's next for you, Veronica? What do you think you're going to tackle next?
I don't know. Maybe the certification exam for 301, maybe. I'm thinking about or maybe take some rest and only enjoy listening to you guys on the podcast.
So 301 is that the developer one?
No, 301 is the solution architect one.
Solution architect. Yep.
And I think that's the one that Frank said is getting renumbered or rebranded to 303 and 304.
Yeah.
Correctly.
Yeah, and that's been very popular. After people pass the DevOps, we've been seeing them tackle the Azure Solutions Architect and the Azure Security Engineer. Those has been the two most popular ones that we've seen in our case.
One thing I didn't hear mentioned is, Cale, Veronica, I'm interested in when you take the exam, and we focused on the content and the great things here, especially in this time of COVID. I don't know when you took the exams, but is this something you took at home or did you go into a test facility? Like, because I know we had like virtual like tests you could take, like you could actually do it at home. Is that how you did it or did you go into a test facility?
Yes. Yeah. The great thing is that you can do it at home. You can do it in your kitchen if you want. there are some specifications you have to accomplish with, but yes, you can do it at home. I'm all the certification I took were at home in this context.
Yeah, so I've been getting really good at prepping my work at home environment to pass their screenings. The Pearson View folks, they make you take pictures of your work area. So if you take it at home, make sure you have a clean work area, no signs up. They don't like to see any water bottles or anything that comes into the screen, and they also make sure that you lock your environment down so people don't walk in the background of your computer or else they will stop your exam.
this is great. This I sort of knew these were out here, but I didn't realize the breadth of what was there or sort of, you know, hearing from somebody that's actually doing it. Frank and Veronica, any last thoughts you want to leave the audience with?
Sure. Yeah. Just get out there and start to learn. Don't be afraid to fail. If you fail, fail fast and continue with the growth mindset.
Great. Veronica, how about you?
Yes, I totally agree with Frank. And yes, we can give a positive view to this context to continue growing in your careers, learning. Is possible in this context too. So keep going.
Excellent. Thank you. That's good advice, I think, for everybody that's looking to go down this path. Thanks, folks. We'll see everybody next week.
The views reflected in this podcast are the views of the author and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Global EY organization or its member firms.
Thank you for listening to the show. If you have any thoughts, questions, or just want to connect, find us on Twitter at Azure Podcast. Background music has been taken from ccmixer.org under the Creative Commons license. We hope you'll tune in again soon to keep learning with us.